There's coming a day when one ruler will take control of everything. He will have evil, miraculous powers, blaspheme God in ways the earth has never seen, create peace plans in the Middle East. He will declare he is God and try to destroy Jerusalem. And then one day, in a last egregious act, he will attempt to fight Jesus Christ at his second coming. This is the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness. There's many theories of who this man may be. One of those theories is that it's this man, Jared Kushner, former government official and son-in-law of Donald Trump. But before we look at why people think that and some of the characteristics that Jared Kushner does share with the man of lawlessness, let's look at exactly who the Antichrist will be. The Bible tells us that many Antichrists have existed and exist to this very day, but that one day there will be a singular Antichrist, the man of lawlessness. This man will openly blaspheme the God of the Bible. He will claim to be God eventually and demand people's worship. He will even perform miraculous powers and miracles. 2 Thessalonians 2 tells us that he will use all sorts of displays of signs and wonders to deceive people. At one point, he will receive a deadly head wound but then be healed of it. The Antichrist will rule all the world in full authority, gaining all the power of the kings of the earth. He will eventually control all of the world's economy, leading to a time of declaring to be God in the temple of God, the abomination of desolation. Around this time, the Antichrist will attempt to destroy Jerusalem, and after this will be the Antichrist's last final attempt at control, and it will be to gather the kings and the armies of the earth together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army, Jesus Christ, at his second coming. It's also important to note that he shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. Jared Kushner shares at least two of these characteristics with the man of lawlessness. First is his peace plans with Israel and the Middle East.
And when I went before the United Nations Security Council to discuss the peace plan that I proposed, this is the beginning of the end of the Arab-Israeli conflict. And it's the beginning of togetherness, which, again, you think about how much war, how much provocation, how much terrorism has been made in the name of religious conflict. This is, I think, the start of the process of religious respect and understanding.
A peace treaty in the Middle East with Israel that the Antichrist will create and break is told to us in the book of Daniel. 1 Thessalonians 5:3 confirms this timeline, and it's exactly what we're seeing in the world right now. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. When this final peace treaty is created by the Antichrist and eventually broken, it will lead to the attack on Jerusalem and the attempt to destroy it. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. First, we will see this peace treaty created, then we will see sudden destruction. The second characteristic with the man of lawlessness that Jared Kushner has is his strong ties to the Jewish causes in Israel. These causes could lead to the third temple being built where the man of lawlessness declares to be God, the abomination of desolation. Jared Kushner and the current prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, have a very close relationship, one that could bring about this peace and lead to the third temple being built. When Netanyahu slept at the Kushners, media tales of Trump's Jewish confidants. In this article on the Jerusalem Post, it says, Netanyahu has long been a friend of the Kushners, and particularly Jared's dad, Charles Kushner, a major donor to pro-Israel and Jewish causes. One time, Cantor reports, she doesn't specify when, Jared gave up his bed and moved to the basement so Netanyahu could spend the night at their home in Livingston, New Jersey. There are prophecies given to Netanyahu by someone known as the Rebbe that he would be the one to usher in the coming of the Messiah.
Yeah. atendido sem uma suíte, a radião para show de cama, show de bagulho, a dano de bó. A mulher show de cama, show, show, a vai a dia se listadinho, gama radião, observador.
What's scary about this prophecy is that the next Messiah to come on the earth is not the true Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, but the false man of peace, the Antichrist. And through his policy also, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. There are a few other odd things about Jared Kushner to point out. These aren't a fulfillment of a specific prophecy, but they are certainly strange. A few years back, the Kushner family bought the 666 Fifth Avenue building in New York City. It seems though, as of right now, that they are trying to sell it or have sold it. Reports on this seem to be mixed whether the property is officially sold or not, but many people did find it strange that they jumped on the opportunity to buy that building.
President Trump's son-in-law has a 41-story size problem at 666 Fifth Avenue. Jared Kushner's company still holds half of the $1.2 billion mortgage and hasn't paid a cent, forcing the Kushners to look overseas for investors.
While looking at an article on that building, something weird stood out. It's from the day Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, visited America. Take a look at Jared Kushner's pin on his suit. It's clearly a pentagram. These occurrences are strange, and if Trump wins the 2024 election, the possibility of Jared Kushner being involved more in the political sphere again is highly likely. When looking at prophecy, we have to remember that the Antichrist will have to fill all the characteristics the Bible prophesied about him. He will bring peace to the Middle East, not desiring women. He will blaspheme the God of his fathers. Miraculous evil signs and wonders will follow him. He will be brought back to life from a deadly head wound. He will eventually control the governments of the world and the world's financial systems, and he will even declare to be God in the temple of God. Around that time, he will attempt to destroy Jerusalem, and he will eventually lead an attack with the kings of the earth to fight against Jesus Christ at his second coming. So while many men on earth will appear to meet some of these characteristics, like the peace plans in the Middle East, or supporting different people or organizations that could lead Israel and Jerusalem to building the third temple, the true Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, will have to fulfill all of these characteristics. As of right now, we can say for certain that not any specific man alive on earth right now is doing all of these things. But the day will eventually come where the man of lawlessness will be fully revealed, and we will see all of these things taking place within the earth. And the only way to be safe in that day and for all of eternity is to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ and his characteristics, which lead you to salvation, safety, guidance in this life, and most importantly, the only way to God the Father and into eternal life in heaven. I hope and pray you're well. I hope and pray you'll do that. Thanks for watching, and God bless.